This is iRock with Rockstars, hosted by Ryan from iRock 93.5.
Give it up for Spencer and Aaron from Under Oath.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
So we were talking a little bit before you guys got started. You've been doing this for 20 years?
Almost, yeah.
And this is the first time you've been to the Quad Cities?
First time.
First time.
He's like, nah, that's not true. It is true.
I mean, we've been around, like, but we've never played here.
Sure. And there's a lot of little Midwestern towns. Sometimes you might go, oh, it was Peoria or Cedar Rapids or Rockford.
Well, typically,
we played those places, I think.
Well, typically, like, you do like one, it's called a B market tour per cycle. So you do like Milwaukee instead of Chicago. Or you know, you don't play your New York and your LA. You do like Richmond and whatever else. You know what I mean?
Sure.
But for some reason, in all of our travels, we've never.
You know, I know why that reason is. Because there wasn't a good rock station here before.
Oh,
that's probably true.
You win now.
See, that's
probably true.
That's called the self-promotion right there.
I mean, listen, dude. I'm all about the shameless self-promotion.
Yeah. So you've been doing it for 20 years. I mean, you know, from then till now, what has the journey been like? What's changed over those 20 years for you? I mean, other than, you know, maybe the hair's a little longer and, you know, a little harder to get off the tour bus in the morning. But otherwise, I mean, you know, what has changed in those 20 years?
Streaming. That wasn't what the thing when we started. Like when we started, it was about
sales.
It was super underground too. Like we had to prove it on stage before. Nowadays, people hear you on the radio or on Spotify or whatever before they see you live. And when we started, it was like you cut your teeth by supporting a bigger band than you. And you'd prove to their crowd why they should stop by your merch table and pick up your CD or your tape or whatever. It was CDs for us, and people older than us maybe with the tapes was the era. But yeah, you were always a better live band than you were in the studio because you didn't have money to make a great sounding record. And now you can make a great sounding record on your laptop. So it's a little bit different.
It's flipped now. You know, the live music element. You know, to my chagrin, because we work so hard at it, it's still not the thing anymore.
But it's important to us.
It's important, you know, obviously, but like now.
And I think it is important in the rock world in general.
For sure.
Yes.
You know,
agreed.
Mean, yeah, especially the pop side of things, somewhat on the country side of things, it's that you just crank out the single. Every 3 months you crank out the single. The rock side, there's still something where these guys, they want to come out to the show.
Yeah.
They want to see it. They want to experience it, things like that. So having those 20 years of cutting your
teeth. I feel like rock is the most loyal fan base.
100%.
And it's still real, you know, like a lot of, you know, and it's no diss to any other genre, but with pop, you're going to have choreographed and tons of production, and sometimes you're not singing because you're entertaining. Like, we are in the industry of entertainment, and that's okay if that's what their thing is. But with rock, you're going to get a bunch of dudes up there that are playing their instruments and actually singing live, and that, I think that's what the rock audience wants to see.
So you're saying you don't have lasers and backup dancers tonight?
Not tonight.
Okay.
I guess I'd be down with some lasers.
I would too, actually.
Not at the Rust Belt, but
the Pink Floyd laser show is always
lasers
good
are cool, man. Lasers are cool, man. Lasers are cool.
So you've been doing this for that long, and now you got new stuff out.
Yeah, just started working on it.
Just started. I mean, just dropped.
Last week.
Yeah, it was last week.
You guys might have had it before
but
publicly dropped last week.
Perfect. Yeah. And it's a song called Let Go.
Yeah.
Well, I see you're holding guitars. They see you're holding guitars.
We're just holding these for looks. Man.
Okay, cool. We're
so they know we're part of the band.
We're not actually using these today. We're actually going to leave now. See you guys.
Okay, that was it. We just chatted. We're done. Let Go. Why don't we hear it and then talk about it and everything else that's new?
Let's do it.
Let Go. Under Oath.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Won't you teach me to let go? I'm overrated and insecure. I keep on running, but there's never a door. Nothing's changed, I feel the same. I'm the one to blame, so hear me out. I can dance up against the flame. Giving up on what they say is safe. I've always felt a little better this way. What's the use when nothing's new? Is there any truth? Oh God, I'm begging you. I can use a little peace these days. Any help to sleep it all away? I'm alive but blue with distance. save. I'd ask for help, but I don't deserve it. Is your world better off this way? I could carry all the blame. I could carry all the blame. I wish I could just wake me up. Then I could just save myself from you. I know you. It doesn't make sense to you. It's just the empty thing I have to do. Overrated, overrated. So tie me up with no rope. So say the words that you have to say, even though I'm not listening. I'm alive but blue with distance. I'm a little too far to save. Help, but I don't deserve it. Is your world better off this way? I can carry all the blame. I can carry all the blame. You don't have to remind me. I know I'm a failure now. I wish you'd ignore me. Cause I'll only bring you down. I'm the one that falls apart. I'm the one that breaks your heart. I'm living in the dark. You don't have to remind me. I know I'm a failure now. I wish you'd ignore me. Cause I'll only bring you down. I'll only bring you down. Won't you teach me to let go? Teach me to let go. 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 And I'm alive but blue with distance. I'm a little too far to save. Hell, but I don't deserve it. Is your world better off this way? I could carry all the blame. I could carry all the blame.
Now that one sounds a little bit different than the one I've been playing on the radio.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
We gotta rework it a little bit for acoustic guitars.
So when you write a song that sounds, you know, plugged in like we're playing right now, and is there a point in that song-making process you go, you know what, this one would sound good acoustic too, and you start to put it together?
Absolutely not.
No.
Not a chance.
No.
Nope.
Not a joke.
We only do this when we need to. We're not much of an acoustic band, but, like, we'll figure it out, you know? So we spent some time couple days ago, just transposing it a little bit.
I do think if it's good, like if a song is good at its core, though, I feel like it should be able to translate. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I think if you make something that's good, like through and through, you know, to its skeleton, you should be able to strip all the tropes away and make it feel good, you know?
Because when I hear that one, it sounds like, hey, I wrote this way, but I already know I can write it this way, too.
That's a good thing. Well,
Yeah.
We did our job then.
You did your job well today. Yes. You did your job well.
Somebody get this man a bush.
And here you go for Rock 93.5. That was the first acoustic performance of Let Go. You guys
ever.
Had it first.
Yeah, you heard first.
First,
right? Yeah,
first timers.
First timers right here. First time in the Quad Cities. First time playing a new song.
A lot of firsts today.
Not a first.
I'm going to play rugby today, too. I have an appointment at 4.
Out in the snow?
Yeah.
First time.
I'm also going to do water polo at 9:30 tonight. Show's canceled.
Done. Well, glad we got this part. Anyways.
A lot of firsts, you know. First, we're living it up.
Okay. I could, of course, ask a bunch of questions, but do you have questions here? If you do, I'm just going to have to give you the mic because we are recording this. And he's got a question.
What's your guys' favorite venue, the place you played?
Ever, like in the world?
Yeah. Oh. What was that? We played a venue in South Africa one time that was like, remember there was like fire barrels in the middle of the field?
It was crazy.
That was a memory. But
we played this place in South Africa, and the whole thing, this is the weirdest part about it. I'll never forget this, is there was like all these fire barrels. They put like a couple thousand people, and it was like this little shell of an amphitheater type thing. and it was all wood. Oh. And I was like, we're going to die out here.
There's a famous venue in London we got to play right before it shut. Before they bulldozed it.
The Astoria.
Astoria. Like, yeah. Nirvana played there. I think that's where the Smells Like Teen Spirit was written on the wall.
That's where it was.
Where Courtney wrote it for Kurt.
That place, they turned it into a parking lot a few months after
we got to headline it one time before they bulldozed it. That was a cool memory. Really venue.
Cool. That is a cool experience.
But like
sure.
Venues now, I mean, what would you...
They're all kind of rinse and repeat now.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Because you've been to so many?
No, I mean like...
Oh, the Tabernacle in Atlanta is a lot of fun.
That's a great one.
Okay.
No, but I feel like bands kind of, and performers through the years have demanded a certain level of comfort. And it is nice to not have to navigate like where the toilet is. You know what I mean? Like, so I feel like they've kind of streamlined a lot of the backstages and venues across the country now to where they're a little bit rinse and repeat, which is kind of nice because...
Right, because then you're not having to refine and relearn every single night.
I mean, every day it is... That's part of this job. Every day is like, it's a little bit Groundhog Day, but you kind of want that sometimes. Do you know what I mean?
For sure.
Like
yeah.
When you're on the come up and you're playing all the weirdo places, you get to see all the weirdness, you know? So right. There's also a venue we're playing at tomorrow night, actually, called the Rave Eagles Club in Milwaukee.
Super famous
place. Infamous place. And there's like three venues. There's one holds 6,000 people, one that holds 2,500 people, and then one that's a little bar that holds like... You know,
800 or something.
But across the street is the hotel where Jeffrey Dahmer killed his final victim and was captured. And it's, but now we've slept there before. Yeah. That hotel now is like this 5-star hotel.
It's creepy though.
But it's still
much
weird.
Like here. Much it's
like
creepy.
Here, yeah. Much like where we are here in the mansion.
You are on the creepy tour right now.
We are on the creepy tour.
But the thing about this venue, it's called the Rave / Eagles Club. There's a pool from the 30s in the basement of this place, and it's massive.
Emptied out and all that.
It's empty, and there's all this graffiti. It's the weirdest place.
It was weirder before. Now they turn green rooms down there and stuff, but it used to be you had to like get someone from the venue to take you down there on a special tour.
Yeah, there was like a lock, and they would unlock the door. Yeah.
Flashlights, and it was creepy as hell.
So creepy. Yeah.
I never got to go down there, so I spent time in Madison. Did a lot of shows over at the Rave. And never got to go down there.
But you never did.
Really good ones. No, I wasn't. I wasn't one of the cool ones.
It's only a couple hours drive over. I'll take you to the pool.
Oh, that'd be fun. Yeah. However, I will tell you, for anybody that ever goes to the Rave, you don't have to worry about this. But park in their designated parking lot, because if you don't and you park on the side streets, you may not come back to your car.
Really?
Yeah. I had my car broken into. I went to see Korn on Thanksgiving, and I had to make the drive back to Madison with a window.
We played there
out.
With Korn. It wasn't that one, but we played there with Korn.
Not at that club.
Never mind.
It was all outside. It was amphitheater.
We played there with some Breaking Benjamin.
Maybe.
That's a.
Yeah. Were we?
We might have been.
4 years.
That's
yes.
Us.
We were there. Skillet? We just lied to all these people on the radio. We've been here before. Nice to be back in East Moline. See us. Come see us tonight at the Rust Belt.
Right. Yeah. Well, we've never headlined here,
so we kind of lied.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of cities that make up the Quad Cities. You've never been to East Moline,
right?
Technicality.
Hey,
but
give
it
up to this guy for calling us on the carpet on that one.
But you remember? That's cool. We got that Breaking Benjamin show. Yes. Cool. Yeah, that was a great tour.
It was fun.
A lot of new places for us on that one as well. Nice.
Were we good? Were we any good? Yeah.
There you go.
Best you can get sometimes.
Yeah. Sorry. I clearly didn't. Hey.
Hard to remember 4 hours ago, too. Anyone else with a question for Spencer? Okay.
Yeah,
wait, I'm going to bring this whole.
So if you had your choice of any collaboration with anyone, who would it be and why?
Can we do dead or alive?
Yes. Or alive.
It has to be alive?
Let's do alive.
See, I like two. Alive, it would be Dave Grohl from
Same.
And then dead would be. I have a different one than you're gonna have. I would have to say Johnny Cash for myself.
Ooh. Yeah, alive, I would say Trent Reznor or Dave Grohl would be the thing. Dead, I mean, I'm gonna go with Kurt Cobain or Layne Staley.
I think all those are good choices.
Right before the world closed, we got to I got a tour with Alice in Chains for like 9 weeks.
Wow.
And it was, Jerry would walk around backstage and just play all those songs.
Yeah, just with like walking around like this with acoustic guitar. He'd just sit down.
It was so cool. We were backstage at this place in New York, and he was just walking around singing down in a hole. And I was like, dude.
You're like having a private concert. And
it was so cool.
What a surreal moment.
And the fact that he's a cool dude. You know, like, you normally meet some of your idols. I've been listening to Alice in Chains since I was a baby. You know, I've got an older brother, two older stepbrothers. So I was around cool music my whole life. Cooler than I should have been at that age, you know. And just being able to, like, sit with a dude who's like, you know, this guy could be an asshole because he's been a rock star since I've been born. Sure. But he was just the nicest dude ever, and they all treated us so well. And
Lane's a good one. Kurt's a good one too.
Yeah, I don't think Kurt Cobain would do collaborations, but he never really did. But I think Lane Staley,
he would have.
Would have.
Yeah.
You never know. You get older, a little wiser. You never know. Branch out. Know. I like the. I mean, the Dave Grohl is great. Trent Reznor. I mean, anything
Dave Grohl
that those guys
is,
touch.
I mean, that's like the pinnacle of rock and roll.
Dave Grohl, he's the coolest person in rock and roll.
Did you see him just like
Dave
serving
Grohl,
barbecue?
Yeah, there's nobody like him.
Yeah, he just like pulls up his barbecue up to this plate and just like, I'm going to serve barbecue in the next 16 hours.
That degree of rock star, like on that level, but also that type of person, that's a thing of the past now. We'll never see that again. I don't think. You know, maybe.
Is that because of the way that the new music cycle works?
I don't think so. I think, I just think
I don't
that,
know, because, yeah, I mean, you think that music is more available than ever for people, you know, like you don't have to go to the store or find about someone in a magazine or on the radio. You know, you can push play on an artist and it'll suggest you another artist. You can listen to your headphones all day and it could just play random stuff. So I don't know. So it's a confusing one though.
I just think he's the last of his kind because of just the way that he does it, his swagger, his just, you know.
And I'm glad that they're still doing it.
Me too.
And then there's Liam Gallagher, who's also the coolest dude alive still.
That's true.
Did you guys get to hang out with him?
No, never. No.
Oasis is one of our favorites.
Yeah.
They can't stop fighting enough to do it. It's a crying ass shame right there.
It is. I remember when they...
Coolest band in the world and can't do it because they're fighting with each other.
First come out with Wonderwall, it was the next Beatles, here they are, and then just
coolest rock and roll band to watch.
I'll never forget when I heard Wonderwall for the first time. I was playing Little League Baseball, and I grew up in this small beach town in Florida, and so all the MLB teams would do spring training there. So like the Yankees, the Phillies, the Blue Jays, and so our Little League field was next to Blue Jays field, and during the day we would play games and they would clean that stadium and like do the grass and whatever for a night. And I heard that song over the like PA speakers. And I'll never forget it. I was 11 years old. And I was like, that's the best song I've ever heard in my whole life.
Yeah. And you're like, I'm done with baseball. Where's my guitar?
And I proceeded to
exactly.
I proceeded to ruin that song for myself. Like I got a single tape at Walmart and played it until that thing sounded like garbage. Best.
Any other questions from the audience?
We got some more. Who's got a question?
One more? One more? Anyone else? You got one more? One more right here.
So talking about Oasis and fighting, how do you go about touring and not fight? Because you guys
we do.
You guys are with each other.
You do.
24/7.
But, yeah, I think we went through those phases where we wouldn't talk or communicate, you know, and I think we just had to grow the hell up. You know, I think it was tough because we were teenagers when we started touring together. You grow up and you become a man and you get some individuality. And that's like, you know, when you're like riding in a van together, listening to the same songs and dressing the same, eating the same restaurant because you pull over and stop. And then you get to a bus and you start to grow up a little bit and everyone's getting their own individuality. And it starts to become like, man, that guy's not like us anymore. That guy's not like me. And, you know, that I think we grew up in front of people and we fell all the way apart. I mean, our band broke up for 4 years and said we would never get back together, had the FUs, the middle fingers, and, you know, didn't talk for a while. And we had to figure it out. And I think it took us to burn it all the way down to build it back up. We realized that our house was sitting on a beautiful lot in the best part of town. We just had to reconstruct it the right way. And being men in our 30s, we learned how to talk, you know, and I think it's like being married, like we all have kids now and like we've learned how to communicate better, and I think we apply that to our friendships. That, you know, I spend more time with this dude than my own brother.
It's not cool to fight when you're 40. You know, you should be able to figure it out. When you're 25, I get it. And I think in the case of Oasis, it's like they're brothers and they started fighting at 8 years old and just never stopped. And now they're 50 and still doing it. You know what I mean? Like, we all just turned 40.
And it doesn't necessarily work out for everyone that they can figure out how to get along, you know? I just think we're lucky, I guess. We really do love each other, though.
Luck.
Yeah.
Stepped in a pile of dog poop.
We worked real hard, and we respect each other enough to figure it out. Even though there's some guys in the band that might not be your best friend, like, me and him will go on a day off and hang out all day because we're best friends. And some of the other guys, like, I respect just as much, but maybe we don't have as much in common. But that's okay. Like, we're just a little bit different, but we can still be homies and be bandmates, you know? So.
Cool. You got any other questions? Or, I mean, they're still holding
one
these
more.
Guitars.
There's a bunch of people that are just holding their Bush beers. Okay. Here we go.
They're like, no.
That's our guitar player.
That's our guitar player. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Usually coffee. Beer beer is a gray area because you can't really leave state lines with it yet. We will smuggle some sometimes, if just from home. But usually we have like – we get a bunch of coffee. But there was some mail discrepancies on this tour. Like the USPS did something bad. I can't figure – like they lost our coffee machine. And then there's – I don't know what's going on. There's a mail issue. So
I feel like
usually –
take care of your coffee machine. That's you got it. Some late nights and early mornings, I'm sure. You still got your guitars in your hands. Would you like to play another song?
Yeah, we could play the first song that any radio station played of ours, which was Before the World Shut. The Rapture is a song that we last time we were doing all this stuff. That's the one we started with. So throw an old one in there for you. Old as in 4 years, I guess. Guy can't remember 4 years ago, and now I got to remember this song in front of you. So.
Yeah.
All right, here you go, Under Oath, Rapture.
One, two, three, four.
Old familiar face, that bitter taste. She's been hanging around too long. That crooked tongue, so pale, so young. It makes me warm. Take me to the darkness. Hang me out to dry. Tangled in your legs, in the webs of your lies. Lead me to the rapture. Set my body free. Higher than the flames that blaze inside of me. Oh, there's no turning back. There's no coming down. I'm forever lost. There's no coming down. Oh, I'm skin and bones, pale as a ghost. I know that should be moving on, but in your embrace, you know I'll never change. Hopeless, I am chained down on my knees. Take me to the darkness, hang me out to dry. Tangled in your legs, in the webs of your lies. Lead me to the rapture. Set my body free. Higher than the flames that blaze inside of me. Oh, there's no turning back. There's no coming down. I'm forever lost. There's no coming down. There's no coming down. There's no coming. When you call my name, I'm never far away. When you call my name, I know there's no escape.
rapture, set my body free. Higher than the flames set ablaze inside of me. Oh, there's no turning back, there's no coming down. I'm forever lost, there's no coming down. There's no coming down. There's no coming down.
Thank you.
That was awesome. I played that one again today, but it sounded different.
Yeah. Nice.
These all sound different. Sorry, guys.
No, they sound great. You guys have to go and like plug in and do a what did you do, like 90 minutes tonight?
It's about 80 minutes.
80 minutes? Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You got a lot left to go for the day. So
we're just getting started.
Last chance with any questions before we let them go do their thing tonight. Anybody? Speak now or forever hold your peace. All right.
Well, thank you for coming. Thank all of you for coming today.
Thank you, guys.
Taking time out of your busy schedule.
Yeah, man. I appreciate you guys coming in, hanging out. Love the new stuff.
Thank you so much for playing it and for having us by today.
Yeah,
means
absolutely.
A lot. Yeah.
Give it up again. Aaron Spencer, under oath.